Okay, we're in front of Wells Fargo here, and I'm seeing a bunch of people with their arms in something linked together in front of this door, and a bunch of bemused workers on the inside. Do you want to say what's going on here and what point that's being made about Wells Fargo?
So we're actually lockboxed together. Our hands are chained up inside of these PVC pipes, and we're chained to the doors also. We're at four separate entrances on four different sides of the street. This building takes up an entire city block. And we're here to shut down Wells Fargo for the day, to put a dent in their swindling and their abuses, and also to put a face to the numbers and some stories to their bottom line. Would you like me to talk about why in particular I'm here? Okay. Well, my name is Sarah, and my family was hit particularly hard by the economic crisis and some medical crises. My mom contracted breast cancer and actually lost her breast to breast cancer. My father was half paralyzed in a car accident, and promptly thereafter, they fell behind on some of their housing payments, and their house was sold through four different banks and then finally foreclosed. They were given 2 weeks' notice to vacate, and their house was auctioned off. And they've managed to find an apartment, but their finances are destroyed. We've both been impacted by it. Their credit is shot, and I was in college at this time and managed to get two jobs while going to school full-time to put myself through school. I graduated in December. I'm the first person in my family to graduate. My parents are very proud of what I'm doing today. They're very proud of the 99% movement, of the Occupy movement. They're behind this 100%, incidentally.
What do you think's going to happen? It looks like Wells Fargo, every time there's a protest, just folds up and gives their profits away for a day. What do you think is the bigger problem they have, that they're just willing to shut down and give up their day's profits, not to deal with the situation?
Well, I think they anticipate, and we in part are also anticipating, that we will all be arrested and that they will be able to eventually enter the building and continue with business as usual. We're just trying to put a halt to that for a moment. And as I said earlier, show our faces, show the real impact of their decisions, share some of our stories. A lot of the rhetoric right now in response to the movement is to just get a job. Maybe if you had paid your bills on time, you wouldn't be having this problem. You'd still have your house. And there are other stories that are happening. There are other incidences. There are other things that happen to families that make it difficult to pay bills. You know, unemployment is, I think there's 13.5 million unemployed people and only 3.5 million jobs. This is a statistic I got from colorlines.com. You know, it's not as simple as just getting a job and just making payments. Other stuff happens. And these decisions are just really callous and unjust. And we're kind of trying to put these various disparate stories together to show the impact of the different things that are happening in our economy and in the housing situation.
Right. Thanks. Keep it up.
Every moment, some additional support, though, so anyone that's standing out here that would be willing to walk over and help out, it would be excellent.
Coalition is demanding
an immediate
moratorium.
They need a moratorium
on all bank.
On all bank.
For closures and evictions.
For closures and evictions.
For profit.
For profit.
Anyone who can.
Anyone who can.
Please join us.
Please join us.
Right now.
Right now.
In sitting in front of these banks.
In sitting in front of these banks.
And doubling.
And doubling.
Our blockade line.
Our blockade line.
To show people.
To show people.
In our community and the world.
In our community and the world.
That the banks got bailed out.
That the banks got bailed out.
And we got sold out.
And we got sold out.
And we're going to rise up.
And we're going to rise up.
And make a better world.
And make a better world.
Much love.
Good work.
Hey, does anybody know?
Hey, does anybody know?
Where you can get?
Where you can get?
A really good.
A really good.
Glazed donut.
Stand behind them and hold the lockbox up, and especially further to my left.
Activists taking to the street right here in the middle of the financial district.
Yeah.
My name is Josephine Tober. I am 75 years old. I am a cancer survivor. I have a daycare in the Portola district. I take care of children of low-income families and all the other families that need daycare. My concern here today is I am an ACE foreclosure fighter. Bank of America had led me on to believe that they were helping me. They told me, we are here to help. Okay? They sold my house, another me, while they were working with me with a modification. They told me that they were. They were not. They are liars. They told me every 2 or 3 days I was calling them. They told me, we are working on a modification for you. And they said, as long as you are in review, you cannot be foreclosed on. Not only did they foreclose on me, they sold my home. They stole my home. There was investors calling me and asked me, when were I going to vacate my home? I said, what are you talking about? Is this a bad dream or something? They said, no, your home was sold to us. And not only am I fighting for myself today, I'm fighting for other foreclosure fighters that is facing the same crisis that I am. I am 75 years old, don't know how I'm going to relocate and start my life all over again. The investors that bought my home say that they're willing to sell the home back to Bank of America, but I don't think Bank of America is going to buy the home back. But what I'm saying, we got to stop Bank of America. We got power here. We can do it. We got to, it's going to be a hard fight, but we got to close Bank of America down. We need to take our money out of their banks and show them that they do not have the power that they think that they do. Who got the power?
We got the power.
Who got the power?
We got the power.
We are going to do what?
Shut down Bank of America.
All right. Let's go. Let's fight. Thank you.
Bank of America, shut it down. We want justice. We want it now. Bank of America, shut it down. We want justice. We want it now. Bank of America, shut it down. We want justice. We want it now.
So I'm going to call Gary Brown up here to the megaphone. So, I mean, this is really important for everyone to hear because this is an actual, rather than numbers, like the banks like to throw out billions and billions of dollars that they've stolen from us. We like to show people that they've, whose lives that they're trying to destroy on top of the economy that they're crashing. It's affecting all of us. But this is Gary Brown, who also lives in the Bayview, who is fighting an eviction with Bank of America.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I'm Gary Brown. I'm from the Bayview area. I've been residing there since 1961. I was about 10, 11 years old when my parents brought me here. I tried to buy a house up on top of the hill where I grew up at, and they turned me down and said I made too much money because I'm owner-operator. I own some trucks. In a way, as time goes on, the economy changed in 2007 or 8, and the fuel went up. I couldn't afford to run all of my trucks. I had to get rid of employees. I had to get rid of employees, downsize all my trucking business to maintain. I couldn't afford the fuel. And as the economy changed, my life changed. Bank of America turned me down 3 or 4 times on modifications. Then next thing I know, after about a year of fighting with them, I end up getting a foreclosure. Then I end up getting evicted. Then I end up with called a squatter in my own house. At the same time, my wife end up with pancreas cancer. She's in hospice right now. And I asked Bank of America to consider my modification for the last time. They turned me down. And I went to court and they asked me to get out of my house. And I ended up coming to ACE, an organization that helped me out. And I'm still in my house right now fighting this case. But we need to shut down Bank of America because they're not considering to the people. They are here stealing, however they doing it, illegally to me or for me. And like I said, I could afford my bargain. They refuse to work with me. And hopefully, after today or after all these marches, they may be considered to help us because we don't need to be out here in the streets. And it doesn't make sense for a house to sit up and be banded, boarded up, and not moving and not selling. No one's living in it. But anyway, I'd like to thank everyone for being out here and for being here to listen to my story. And good luck to everyone.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Gary. Woo!
Woo! Who wants to show Gary and Josephine some love? Woo! Who wants to show some love to everyone who's lost their homes or had the threat of losing their homes? Right here. Woo! And who wants to show love to the 99%? Woo!